Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Beis, Halacha Hey. We've already seen Neflos Mitoras Hashem, and we hope to continue to do so. In the Gemara in Brachas, we see there was a machlokas between Chizkiya and Yishayo. Who is going to go to who? Each one said that the other one should go to him. The Navi to the Melech, and the Melech to the Navi. Each one said the other one should go to him. Yishaya said the Melech should come to me. Chizkiya said the Navi should come to me. I'm the Melech. So the question is that we know that the Melech comes before the Navi. Harias Yud Gimel. Rambam over here. Harias Yud Gimel says the Melech comes first. And Rambam over here says that a Navi stands before the Melech. So of course Yeshaya was before should have come to Chizkiyahu. So what's the Pshat? So it appears follows. We see in the Gemara Harias that a Talmud Chacham precedes a Melech. Because the Talmud Chacham who dies has no replacement. The Melech has a replacement because every Jew can be a Melech. So, from Tosfos Sanhedrin, Yittes, and Zvachim Tezayin, the Ran and Sanhedrin, we see that they hold that the Sugya in Horius, when talking about Hatzala, is only talking about Hatzala. We talk about a Talmud Chacham being first. For a Melech, we're talking about Hatzala. You save the Talmud Chacham first. Not Linyan Adifus Shel Kavod. You see that in the Rambam also. It's only talking about Kavod. It's not talking about Kavod. It's talking about Hatzala. So when it comes to Kavod, he says that nothing comes before Kavod HaMelech. When it comes to Hatzala, Talmud Chacham comes first. We have to understand the psukim the Gemara brings are not talking about Hatzala, they're talking about the Chashivus. Of one over the other, all the psukim the Gemara brings over there, even though it's in the context trying to prove that you're Matzil, but all the psukim prove is that one is more Chashiv than the other. That a Melech is more Chashiv than a Kohen Gadol, because David calls Sadok his Eved. Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi, because the Pasuk brings Sadok before Nasan HaNavi. Kohen Gadol before the Navi. So why is it that we're bringing Linyan Hatzala, Psukim about Kavod? Hatzala has nothing to do with Kavod. We see a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham comes first when it comes to Hatzala. When it comes to Kavod, you're giving the Melech more Kavod. It would appear that all of these Dine Kadimos that we're talking about over there, the Nidon is B'yachas L'Svara, the position that he's holding. So we're discussing which position of authority is more Chashiv, since his saving him is saving the Svara. And the more Chashiv his Svara, the more Chashiv his power, the more power he has, the more likely he is to come first for Hatzala. How do you measure Svara? How much Chashiv does he have to act with? Like the Meiri says, we saw in the previous shir, the more chashiv the srara, the more it's machayv hanhaga of srara and godless. It says in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat that a dayan has to act with chashivus. The Marshan Rosh Hashanah Yitzayim says there an onesh of vaparnas hamati lehem yisera latzibur shelo l'shem shamayim. That even though a parnas should be matil ema, like it says, Rok Mara B'Talmidim, and not in the Yisera. It's not L'Shem Shemayim. Because again, Dargas Hanhagas Eimu Shal Kolach L'Fi Shal Tono. It's not Asasar Eimu Yisera. We see in the Meiri that Nahogun, Zerok Mara B'Talmidim, is talking about any Shultan. Any Shultan, you have to act with Chashivas, L'Fi Midas HaShultan. L'Fi Midas HaSvara. We see in Yerushalmi, brings Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Anasi, Rabbi Yochanan says to wear nice clothing because he's Melech B'yaf Yosech Hazen Einecha. And then they bring the Gemara, the Gemara brings the Din, that we see in the Shulchan Aruch also, that a Dayan has to have somebody to serve him. So there's a Din in every Svara. The Din of Yuchadim, the Svara is Anasi, Together, Sraras Hamelech, Kedemaisi Alakor, the Melech Biyafia, even though he was a Nasi, brought the Kapasik of Melech Biyafia. So that's an Indian of Chashivas. Dying also, it's all one Yisod. The more it's Sraras, the more on Hag of Kavod. So now it would appear that since the Nidin of Atzel is Toy Bechashivas and Srava, if there's more Moira, if there's more fear, then that's a higher level of Sraras. And that's why we bring rayas from the psukim for Melech coming before a Kohen Gadol, because he calls Sadok Avdei Adonaichem. It's muchach that in Srara the king rules over him. Kohen Gadol and Navi is makting the Kohen Gadol to a Navi, even though a Navi also has Din Moira. Meiri Chibur Atshuva Maimer Rishon, page 126. Nevertheless, Kohen Gadol comes first, because he's matil his Srara on the Navi. And Mele Zetzela comes first, because his Srara is more chashav. The more chashiv the srara, the more you come first in Atzalam. Hashenkin etamar chacham. He doesn't come first because of his srara, but rather because of the chashivus of the gavra. The Gemara says tamar chacham in lo tmurasa. But zain klal raya midin srara the melech al tamar chacham within Atzalam. You're right, a king has srara, but it doesn't have to do with Atzalam. Since mishum chashivus hagavra tamar chacham chashiv yoser, memela hatzalasoi koidemis. Since mishum chashivus hagavra the tamar chacham is more chashiv, and Mele, his Hatsala, comes first. And it has nothing to do with the fact that the Kavod of the Melech comes before the Kavod of the Talmud Chacham. Because that's Mitzat Srarasa, that's nothing to do with Hatsala Sagavri. So when it comes to that Tzela, normally you go who has more Srara. But if you have a Chashivas Agavra, the Gavra is more Chashiv, and that overrides Srara. So Srara is only going to be Koveya when it comes to Kavod. But when it comes to saving, you're going to go with the Chashivas Agavra. And that's why when it comes to a Melech and a Talmud Chacham, so a Melech in Kavod comes before Talmud Chacham, and now when it comes to that Tzela, because he has more Srara over Talmud Chacham, but when it comes to that Tzela, you go with the chashivas of the gavra of the Talmud Chacham. And now we understand, we can answer the kasha of the Chasdei David in the Tosefta. Perek Beis and Sanhedrin, why do we need a raya that a king comes before a Kohen Gadol? But thy melech, adif, hein al gavra vel Hashem Eloikov. Nobody's above him but God, he's the Shalit Elyon. So based on what we said, we can explain that since we've seen the psukim, the Rambam writes that if you have a steer between the Nagas Mar, between a Melech and a Kohen Gadol, there's no Adifus for a Melech. Adarat Mashma that a Kohen Gadol is Adif. Kohen Gadol comes first when it comes to who's going to give who covered. So we would think that we're going to learn from there that his position of authority is more Chashiv. Even though his Hanhaga, because of this position of authority, isn't mechayev him like the king is obligated by his position. But you think he has a more chashiv srara, since the in kavod the king has to be mechayev the kohen gadol, so he has a more chashiv srara also. So we need yafusa mikra, we need a lima from the pasuk. No, no. David called Tzadok avdei adonaich. Lashon avdu zilzul. So, Shibakach mitzad, mizesha mitzad atzmai. Hashivas mishwas 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 melech adifa al kohen gadol. Avish gzeros akashiv stira ben shtan hagas kaidim kohen gadol. Konga vada mitzad atzmai melech adif. So if you have a stira between the kohen gadol and the melech, kohen gadol wins. But mitzad atzmai, when they're not in kind of conflict with each other, then the king goes first because the king's position is higher. Mitzav Xeris HaKotzev, the steer between them, the Kohen Gadol comes first. But Mitzad Atzmo, if there's no conflict, then the king comes first. And therefore you save the king. That's why you save the king first. That's why we need the Yafus, you save the king first. At least you think you save the Kohen Gadol first, because you give him covered. But again, we see the two different things here. There's covered in this Hatzalah, and one doesn't necessarily follow the other. So they're two different dinim. When it comes to covered, there's a conflict. Kohen Gadol comes before the Melech. When it comes to Hatzalah, Melech comes first. Because mitzad atzma, the chashivas of the position of the king is, of the authority of the king is greater than that of a kohen gadol. So it emerges according to this, the Rambam writes that adifas melech al navi, that a melech comes before navi, it's from ar sugya and harius. That an hagas hamalchus is yet more machayev than an hagas hanavi. Whenever we have a steer between them, we go after the machayev of an hagas hamalchus. Because the srara of a melech is greater than the srara of a navi. The position of a melech is greater than the position of a navi. It's more, the king's position is more machayev Ema, or Machayev Srara. What about Mitzad Dinei Kavod Shel HaGavra? It could be Mitzad Dinei Kavod Shel HaGavra. It's a different story. There's no raya from the sugya. It's like we have that a... We know that the Surah of a king is greater than the Surah of a Talmud Chacham. But the Gavra of the Talmud Chacham is greater than the Gavra of the king. That's why the Talmud Chacham beats him when it comes to Hatzalah. But now when it comes to Kavod, when it comes to Kavod, then it's the Talmud Chacham was mechabe the king more than the other way around. So our sugya is proving who you're saving first. But again, the nidan of our sugya isn't covered. The nidan of our sugya is who you're saving first. So Menachinami, you have a melech and a navi, you're saving the melech first. Because he has this position of Sarara, and that's more machayev you to save him than the Navi. And saving the Navi. What about Dinei Kavod Shel HaGavra? That our Sig is not talking about. Who are you giving more Kavod to? So Chizkiya and Yeshaya, not that Chizkiya calls Yeshaya and he doesn't come. If Chizkiya calls him, he has to come. Because the Sarara of the king is Mechayev, that his position of authority, of power. If you're dealing with the Kavod of the Gavra, then one didn't call the other. Who is supposed to be giving whom more Kavod? That the Sugya doesn't tell us. If, like the Rambam says, if the king calls the Navi has to come. Only a Kohen Gadol gets to choose if he comes before the king. Not anybody else. The Navi has to come, but here we're dealing with, now we're not dealing with Sarar anymore, we're dealing with who's, because no, he didn't call him, the king didn't call the Navi. So we're dealing with who's more chashuv. It's Aratzmo. So Chizkiyahu thought that since he's the king, that gives him chashivus in the Gavra, and mitzad this chashivus, Yeshaya should come to him. And Yeshaya felt that since there's no chiv of emaso alecha, mitzad tzorah, so ena chinam. Mitzad tzorah, mitzad emaso alecha, Yeshaya has to come to Chizkiyahu. That's not the nidon here. Since it's not mitzad chiv of emaso alecha, mitzad tzorah, there was no command here, there was no imposing of authority, so he thought he has more chashivus. And therefore Chizkiyahu should come to him. You can't ask that if you think that the Gavra is more Chashuv, so why isn't a Navi come first in Hatzalah? In other words, we're saying maybe the Gavra of the Navi is more Chashuv than the Gavra of the Melech. Just like we find that a Talmud Chacham, the Gavra Melech, we say the Talmud Chacham because the Gavra is more Chashuv than the Gavra of the Melech. So why don't we also say the same thing that a Navi is Kodim B'Hatzalah? The answer is because the Gavra Mitzad Atzmo by a Talmud Chacham is more Chashuv. Talmud Chacham, the Gavra is more Chashuv. Ein lanu kayotze bo. And therefore you save him first. But here the Chashivas isn't Mitzad the Gavra, it's Mitzad the Toar. So if we're dealing with Chashivas Mitzad the Toar, so it could be that a Navi has Chashivas Mitzad the Toar, the position of Navi is more Chashuv. But who says that's Machri and Hatzalah? Who says that overrides the Misra, if Malchus is a stronger position, if it's a position of more authority, then who says that the Chashivus of the position of Navi is going to override that? And that's what their dispute was over here. Their dispute was Dine Kovach Shel HaGavra, Mitzad his position. And Chizkiyahu said, hey, I'm the Melech, that gives me Chashivus HaGavra. And Yeshayahu said, hey, I'm the Navi, that gives me Chashivus HaGavra. So again, when it comes to Hatzalah, you know that the Melech comes first. But here we're talking about Kavod. When it comes to position of authority, so the stronger the authority, the more you're obligated to save him. When it comes to Kavod, maybe you go with the Chashivus of the Gavra Mitzad the Torah. In other words, the Navi is going to possibly precede the Melech because the Chashivus of a Navi is greater. Not that he has more authority, but that he has more Chashivus. Just like a Talmud Chacham, Mitzad Atzmo, Mitzad the Gavra himself. Not Mitzad the Torah, but Mitzad the Gavra himself is Kodim LaHatzalah to a Melech because the Gavra is more Chashiv. Hashem Kain, who gives who Kavod? It's the Talmud Chacham who has to give Kavod to the Melech because the Melech has Srara over him. So if there's a conflict, then we go with the Melech over the Talmud Chacham because of the Melech's Srara that the Talmud Chacham doesn't have. Doesn't have a position of Srara, of authority, of power. And this we see also in the Gemara that says that Devorah was haughty. She called Barak. She didn't go to Barak. Why didn't she have to go to Barak? Why did she have to go to Barak? What's in Yishai and Chizkiyahu? So she's in Avia. So who says she has to go to Barak? Maybe Barak should come to her. But we're in Machria. Who has to go to who? The Chiev of Yishai has to go to Chizkiyahu or vice versa. So who says Devorah has to go to Barak? So the answer is that the Nidon isn't Mitzad the Misra. Ela b'chashivas hagavra de Torah Navi or Torah Melech. We're not talking about which position is more important. We're talking about which Gavra is more important. Ela b'chashivas hagavra de Torah Navi or Torah Melech Shalav. Was that Kevin Sheisha? So when it comes to Yeshaya and Chizkiyahu, they were both men. So they're there and even standing, even level. So who says that, who says who has to give whom more kavod? Again, when there's no stira between the two. There's a stira, the Navi has to give the kavod to the, because the king has more srar. But if there's no stira, who says who has to give more kavod? Say nachinami. Devorah was in Avia, who says she has to give Barak more kavod? The answer is, because we're talking about the Chashivas HaGavra, Haide Torah Navi or Melech, so she has a din of Neviah, but she's an Isha. V'adei shemachriya chashivuso mitzad ish v'shoifet al chashivas ha'odah mitzad Navi. Ma shelo bo'a elav, v'enu ala mitzad yirusa. So he wins because he has the added mile of being an ish. And therefore she should have given him the kavod. But in a chinami, if they would have been on an even level, then there wouldn't have been a tain on her. But there was because he's an ish, and that's why it's called Yerusa. And with this we can also explain the sugya that brings psukim that a kohen gadol is better than a navi. First we're in the pasuk of Mashach Os Hashem, Tzadik HaKohen V'Nasan HaNavi. So first Tzadok was anointed, and then Nasan the Navi was anointed. So you see a kohen gadol comes first. And then another pasuk, Yeshua kohen gadol atav Re'echa. Who's Re'echa? Hanani Mishal V'Azariah. The Nevi'im. So he comes first. He's related to first. Shemana, listen, Yeshua Kohen Gadol, you and the Nevi'im. You see another pasuk Kohen Gadol is written into Psukim for. So the Rasha asks, what's wrong with the first pasuk? Say for Be'er Sheva. So based on what we said, we can explain as well. In the first pasuk, it's only a raya shebehan haga koidin Kohen Gadol and Navi. So when you have Mashiach, Sado came before Nasan. But there's no raya that machmas chashivas hanaga, because you're right. When it comes to hanaga, the kohen gadol comes before the navi. But that doesn't prove that there's a more greater chashivas nagavra. We're dealing here with dinei hatzala, so we want there to be a greater chashivas nagavra, just like you said with kohen gadol before a you say v'tam chacham before a melech, because there's more chashivas nagavra. Because Talmud Chacham Shemei Sein Lanu Kayotzeba. So there's more Chashivas in Talmud Chacham, so Memele, he's first for Hatzala. So from the first Pasuk, you only get that in the Hanhaga. When you relate to them, you give more Chashivas to the Kohen Gadol and to the Navi. But who says that that brings a Chashivas to the Gavra? Which is the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol is greater, that you'll save him first. That's why I bring the Pasuk of Yishat Yoshua, saying Hashem called out him first before the Navi. That's not Hanhaga, that's Chashivas of the Gavra, that shows he's a more Chashiv Gavra. You see from this pasuk that because of the chashivas and haga, there's more chashivas in the gavra, and in Mela, Kohen Gadol is first. Machmas and haga. When it comes to relating with chashivas, Kohen Gadol precedes the Navi, and the Mela is going to be Kodom Hatzala. Because we see, he's first in Hanhaga, that's the first pasuk. And then the second pasuk tells us that he's more chashiv than the gavra. That means he's more chashiv when it comes to hatzala. That's what we're trying to prove. That's why we bring two psukim. One, when it comes to hanhaga, you're giving more kavod to the kohen gadol than to the navi. And when it comes to the and memela, the gavra of the kohen gadol, that's the second pasuk, is also more chashiv than the navi, and that's why he's first for hatzala. So it's very, very, very subtle and profound in Yanam here that we learned, Advarim Niflaim, and with Hashem, we will hopefully be zech to continue with Halacha Vav, but we explained quite well, B'siyat HaDishmaya, I hope it was explained well and clearly, this Rambam, and Mishmizoch HaLilmot, L'Lameit, Lishma V'Lasos, the Kaim's called the Samadhu Asabihava. And we should see more in the flows of Mitarat Hashem. And we should be zeuchah to learn the Iyun Rav, all Hilchos Malachim, all the Rambam, everything. And we should remember that Saif Dabra Kol Nishma Salakim Yerabas Mitzvahs of Shemor Kizek Kol Adam. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.